bei Mr. Chapter 10, Mishnah 3, Abayas ve'aliyah shel shnayim shenafla. A house and an upper story belonging to two persons. So here again, it's owners we're talking about. One guy owns the lower structure, another guy owns the upper structure, and then what happens is the whole thing collapses. I'm a bala aliyah la bala bias livnos. So the owner of the upper house can say to the builder, the owner of the bottom house, you know, build your bottom house because I want to now come and build my house back on top, you know, that I had over there. Who ain't a road to live nice? So what happens if the owner of the bottom house doesn't want to build? Mm-hmm. He says, I'm not building, you know, I just want to walk away from this whole thing. So in this case, so the owner of the top house can build, he can build the bottom structure. Vidar besoicho, and he can go and move into that bottom structure. Ad shiten lo es yitziosav, until the owner of the bottom house pays him back for his expenses. So if the owner of the top house wants to rebuild and the owner of the bottom house doesn't, so then the owner of the top house can rebuild the bottom structure, and then he moves in, and until the guy pays him back for his building expenses, so he can stay there and he'll live there, and when the guy eventually pays him back, then he can take the money and he can go and he can build up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af zeh dar besoich shel chavaru, tzarech lo los lo schar. He says, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like this. He says, because at the end of the day, when the guy does pay him back the money that he spent on the house, so he will have lived there for, let's say it takes him a year to pay him back the money. He will have had rent-free accommodation for a year. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like that. So he says the guy is getting a benefit for nothing. So ela bala aliyah boina es habayis for es aliyah. He says no. What the owner of the top house must do is he must build the bottom house, and he must build the bottom and the top house. Umakre es aliyah, and the roof and whatever, and he must fix up the whole thing. But yoshev babayis, and he must live in the house ad shiten lo es yitziosav, until the owner of the bottom house gives him for his expenses. So which house does he live in, the top or the bottom? It's actually a machlokas. Some say that he lives in the top and he just won't let the guy come live in the bottom until he pays for his share of the building costs. And the other opinions that say no, he lives in the bottom, and the reason that he doesn't have to pay the guy any rent now is because he's not getting any free benefit from the guy, because he could have just lived in the top. You know, there's no like free benefit that he's getting over there. So that's a machlokas.